Hello and welcome back to the Coaching Leader Podcast. I very well remember my very first assignment as a manager. I had a team of about 10 reporting to me and they all had to do the same kind of work. We had to approve requests that came in all over the business. We had to decide whether to go ahead, to reject. Yeah, do a bit of troubleshooting on the SAP system that we had to use to conduct our work. And I remember because they all had the same kind of work, I treated them similarly, and that worked until we had some challenges. And I learned from one of my bosses to take an approach to ask my team members about their strengths. That was a strangely new thing for me to do. And I used a little framework for that, and I learned amazing things. And one example that I remember was that one of my team members actually had an engineering degree, which I should have known and remembered, but in all honesty, I didn't. And it turned out when I asked her what she's good at, she told me, yeah, I love troubleshooting, Mike, and I love to engineer things. And I asked her back, so actually, do you like troubleshooting? You like that kind of troubleshooting we have to do on our SAP system? And she said, yes, I do. And the interesting thing was, I knew at that time that almost everyone in the team hated it. And as a result of that simple question, we decided to give her a lot more of the troubleshooting compared to others in the team. And while as an overall way we ensured to keep our mandate, everybody was better off. And I found this was such a great example of a strength-based intervention that I wanted to do more of that. And today in this podcast, I want to introduce what it means to have a strength-based intervention and what it means to engage others in a simple, powerful way. I'll share with you a very simple model, the personal SWOT. And I believe any leader can use this. Let's come back after the break and I'll tell you all about it.
Welcome to the Coaching Leader Podcast, specially crafted for the ears of ambitious people leaders who want to take their own communication skills to a whole new level. We are the home of the IntelliCoach Leader Academy. We are on a mission to give leaders an edge with the most powerful skills of executive coaches so that they can create strong, trusting relationships with their team members, their peers, and yes, their own bosses. And here is Mike, your host. Let's get started.
Welcome back. So what is a SWOT? You may or may not have heard of it. SWOT stands for Strengths, Weaknesses, Opportunities, and Threats. It's quite a popular mental framework to discuss how organizations approach challenges, make decisions, for example. The interesting thing is it can be applied on a personal level, and that's what we're going to talk about here. We're going to use this as a manager to help ourselves understand our team members much better and help them move forward, help them to overcome challenges in their very own way, and that's a very coach-like approach. And it's useful because individuality just matters. People succeed in very different ways, and when we amplify strengths, we can help people build their very own kind of toolkit. I also find that focusing on people's strengths is a great way to build trust and partnership because strengths are such a powerful way to go through your day. It makes people happier and more engaged. So let's talk about it briefly here. I'll tell you a bit about how, as a manager, we can use this model. We'll go through all four areas here: strengths, weakness, opportunities, and threats. And at the end, I'll tell you about a few challenges that you might encounter and how to overcome them. So to get started, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths and weaknesses are actually internal factors, and opportunities and threats are external. And that's important because from a coaching perspective, we can't do much about those external things. These are just given. And that alone is such a useful way to use this tool. Even if you don't use it much, it helps us with our team members focus on what we can actually do something about. And those are amplifying our strengths and mitigating some weaknesses. So let's talk about those two, strengths and weaknesses. Strengths are really about what is there. And we ask people, team members, for example, in a one-on-one, what comes naturally to you? I love to ask the question, what part of your work do you enjoy the most? Or what 20% of your work would you love to do more of and why? What makes it go easy on you? The interesting thing is that most people are not even aware of their own strengths, and it just goes so easily. It's just so easy for them that they don't even realize that other people might not have the same strengths. And once we understand what people's strengths are, what they enjoy doing, we can really ask them that all-powerful question. Okay, given the kind of work that we have right now, how can you use your strengths more to accomplish that? That question is the entire reason why we identify our strengths, why we identify others' strengths. We want to help them just do more of it. Now, how about weaknesses? Well, these are areas where we struggle, and we can get to them, for example, by asking, not necessarily, hey, what are your weaknesses? That's a bit of a blunt tool. But we could ask, what part of your job would you love to give away? What are the 20% that you would love to delegate if you could? And then once your team member tells you about them, you can ask them and tell me what exactly is hard for you. What makes this hard? What skill would help you actually to overcome that? And the important part is here that focusing on weaknesses should be really about what's crippling, what's preventing someone from performing. What we should not do is center our entire focus on that. And that's where many people go wrong. It's quite easy to think that if I fix all my weaknesses, I'll do a good job. That's actually not the case. Gallup has shown that many times in studies about human performance that when we put our entire emphasis on weaknesses and all we do as a manager is to focus on, hey, that's what you do wrong and that's what you do wrong and that's how we need to fix it, the most we can likely accomplish with a team member is that we get them to a point of mediocrity. But what we want to do is understand with our team member what weaknesses are really crippling them, overcome them, and then move on helping them use their strengths more. That's a lot more powerful. So these two things are useful conversations to have, identifying what strengths are, what weaknesses are, and then working with them. And once we get to the next two, opportunities and threats, it allows us to focus those, to focus developing strengths and mitigating weaknesses. Opportunities are things that happen that we can direct our strengths to, for example. It might be a new project. It might be a new technology that comes out. It might be a corporate restructure that happens, no matter what. And what we can do in this moment is to, you can almost like create a table, a matrix. On the x-axis, you have strengths and weaknesses, and on the y-axis, you have a list of opportunities. And you can ask your team members, so which of your strengths could you apply to those opportunities? Or you could ask, what makes it hard potentially for you to accomplish and seize those opportunities? And that alone is a great way to focus development conversations and maybe as a subsequent step, define developmental steps or skill building activities or support activities. We can always ask, how can you use your strengths to make use of this opportunity? That's the sweet spot, by the way. The biggest opportunities that most people see to achieve peak performance is to use their strengths. And we as a manager have to make space for that. It's actually our job to invite people to use their strengths and not to just copy us as a manager because they may think that pleases us. My strengths maybe might not be yours as a team member. So my job is to really help team members feel comfortable in using their strengths in ways that might not be mine. I might, for example, approach a new client by strategizing first on my own, learning about them, researching, while my team member might just meet employees from that client or might just engage with them directly and learn through conversations. And that's just one example. And then the last part of the SWOT model is threats. And those are external events that might be risky to our progress. And same as opportunities, those are just a given. And they are just a different way how we can focus our strengths and mitigate our weaknesses. We can ask, what events or trends are posing a risk to you? And how can you use your strengths to mitigate those threats? What potential weakness could harm you here and succumb to those threats? So in summary, the SWOT can be a powerful way to structure a conversation with a team member around what internally they bring or internally what's challenging them to approach external opportunities and threats. It basically gives you a useful conversation guide. What might make that hard? Well, some people might find it hard to talk about their own strengths. They may have never talked about it. They may find it a bit awkward. Again, asking about what part of their work goes easiest to them or goes hardest for them could be a good way to get started on this conversation. Also, it's easy to think when we go for a strength-based approach that we might ignore weaknesses altogether. That's not a useful approach. We want to talk about what we see others really have to address. Maybe it's a personal tick that keeps people distracted in meetings. When your team member discusses things, they may interrupt all the time, and maybe that's the one weakness they really have to work on. On the other hand, weaknesses can also be tough to talk about. We have to make sure that we don't judge people right out and we give them a way and ownership and space to find their own ways to overcome them. And one way could be to ask, hey, how might you use your strengths to overcome those weaknesses? So I hope this was a useful little rundown here of a personal SWOT. It's a wonderful way how we can structure a conversation. It might take a bit of an introduction first to a team member to get a bit of buy-in from them so that this is something that they want to engage with, that they know it's a tool that you use for their benefit, really to help them grow and to help them use more of what they bring in. Ultimately, as a last thought, when team members bend over backwards to solve a problem not using their strengths because they feel like they need to conform, they often don't look like good performers. It's usually when we allow team members to deploy their strengths, to work on challenges and problems in a way that might be different from us, that they can actually really shine. And that very idea and that very approach on using a personal SWOT as a personal development tool makes it a great tool for a coach-like leader. And I want to share that this is also an example of a tool that I teach in the IntelliCoach Pro course, previously called IntelliCoach Leader Academy, which is my main product to help leaders learn coaching skills and learn to apply coach-like techniques like this in any of their conversations. If you'd like to know more about it, just let me know. You can always drop me a mail at contact@intellicoach.com and I'll be happy to share more about it. Hope you liked this episode. This is Mike from IntelliCoach. Talk to you soon again. Bye.
You've been listening to the Coaching Leader Podcast. To ensure you never miss an episode or other updates from us, head over to intellicoach.com/connect. Here you will find our magic link to subscribe to our podcast, and you can get our newsletter. You will get show notes and other special insights directly into your inbox. Thanks a lot for listening. Hear you soon.